KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have clear skies, 4 degrees below zero in Atlantic, with a wind chill of 30 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our weather forecast for today, partly cloudy skies, temperatures hovering around 2 degrees by this afternoon, winds north-northwesterly at 15 to 30 miles per hour, diminishing this afternoon. Hundreds of Nebraska and Iowa schools and some businesses have been closed or will open late because of the below-zero temperatures and bracing winds. A National Weather Service wind chill warning for northeast Nebraska and nearly all of Iowa says dangerously low wind chills could reach minus 35 this morning. In the KJAN listening area, all but three schools we report on have canceled classes for today. The exceptions include Bedford, Clarinda, and Southwest Valley, which is Villisca and Corning. Those districts will be starting 2 hours late this morning. There's also no morning preschool at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic, where Child Watch opens at 10 a.m. No Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool and no Atlantic Head Start today. For more weather-related announcements, keep it tuned to KJAN or go to KJAN.com and look for the Cancellations tab under our Community Hub. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department report the arrest at around 9 p.m. Tuesday of a Red Oak man. 33-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg II was taken into custody on a warrant issued out of Montgomery County for a failure to appear in court. The warrant was based on an original charge of theft in the fourth degree. Lemberg was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Public health officials in Iowa are investigating the death of a 7-year-old boy who was diagnosed with influenza. The Iowa Department of Public Health says it's investigating 3 pediatric deaths that they believe resulted from flu-related complications. The family of 7-year-old Trevon Epps told Des Moines television station KCCI that the boy was taken to Blank Children's Hospital on New Year's Day. He was diagnosed with the flu and later died. Officials say the cases of the flu are spreading across the state. There have been confirmed cases in every region of the state. The waiting rooms in many of Iowa's hospitals are packed with people suffering from the flu. Iowa Department of Public Health Medical Director Dr. Patricia Quinlisk says it's critical for those who are at high risk for complications and those who are suffering from more severe symptoms, such as trouble breathing, to contact their health care provider.
And this year, it's especially important that you contact your health care provider quickly, because we know the strain of the flu that's going around right now can be quite serious. It's causing people to be hospitalized and even some deaths.
The IDPH has confirmed 2 recent influenza-related deaths of children in Iowa, while a third was under investigation. The 2 confirmed victims, a 14-year-old girl from Redfield and a 3-year-old girl from Elkhorn, were both said to be healthy and had flu shots. Quinlisk is urging patients to contact their doctor right away if their child shows symptoms of the flu.
The antiviral medication that can be given to people to help them combat the flu actually has to be given within about 24 to 48 hours after onset of illness for it to be effective.
Nationally, the flu outbreak has been declared an epidemic for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Quinlisk says it's not too late for you to get your flu shot, even though the vaccine is not entirely effective in treating the strain known as influenza A.
While the flu shot's not 100% effective, it's one of the best tools we have to provide you protection from getting seriously ill or dying of the flu.
In addition to vaccination, Quinlisk recommends following the 3 C's for preventing flu illness. Clean your hands frequently, cover coughs and sneezes, and confine germs by staying at home when you're sick. And before we jump into the funeral announcements, one note, an update for you. Southwest Valley Schools has now canceled classes for today. Again, that's no school in Southwest Valley, which is Villisca and Corning. In our funeral announcements, Lyle David, age 81, of Glidden and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lyle David will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Sam Steenson, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Sam Steenson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jaylene Parker, age 51, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Funeral services for Jaylene Parker will be today at 1 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Shirley Marie Hall, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Memorial services for Shirley Hall will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Florence Staub, age 96, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Florence Staub will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dolores Otto, age 95, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Dolores Otto will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Rita Dentlinger, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Dentlinger will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Helen Westfall, age 79, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Johnston. Memorial services for Helen Westfall will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Randall Randy Tye, age 63, who's formerly of Griswold, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Randy Tye will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Phyllis Campbell, age 90, of Orient, died Saturday in Creston. Funeral services for Phyllis Campbell will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Diana Pearson, age 67, of Atlantic, died Monday in Exira. Memorial services for Diana Pearson will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Ron Christensen, age 71, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Ron Christensen will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Armstrong Funeral Home in Mapleton. David B. Anderson, age 74, of Omaha, died Thursday at the Douglas County Health Center in Omaha. Memorial services for David Anderson will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Douglas County Health Center. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Jim Doherty, age 84, of Cumberland, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jim Doherty will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Wilma Mitchell, age 89, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Wilma Mitchell will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rosemary Hoyce, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Rosemary Hoyce will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Donald Steen, age 59, of Glenwood and formerly of Portsmouth, died Friday. Funeral services for Donald Stein will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Dorothy Beckendorf, age 93, of Oakland and formerly of Rural Walnut, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Graveside memorial services for Dorothy Beckendorf will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.